Blog Talk Radio.
Inner Sight Around the World, dedicated to the memory and the honor of Joseph Arion, the late great advocate. And tonight, help us now. Get the message, politician. The politicians have fallen down on their job. They have not helped us. The stimulus has not come to us. There was one stimulus check back in April. Some people didn't even get it. They gave them an extension, and I don't know how many applied for it, but where's all the other months? Now, you know what bothers me? I got to tell you, the politicians continue to get paid, even though they haven't been doing their job and helping us. You know, the stimulus, the small business people having a lot of problems keeping things together. No freedom of choice on the medical end, throwing this vaccine at us in a matter of months. You know, normally it takes 10 years to test a vaccine. And that's supposed to be a protective mechanism in case they find things that are undesirable. But they took this thing and they threw it together. Scary, you know, because people don't know. Doctors don't know what to expect, what to look for. They never dealt with this before. And the government is not thinking about that and doing something about it. What can they do about it? I'll tell you what they can do about it. Why haven't they brought in people who can teach the world how to build the immune system? And if you get a virus, it's going to be minimal. If this thing is such a damn-ass emergency, and I don't believe it is. I believe it's greatly exaggerated. But if it is a big emergency, like some doctor got on the news tonight and said the next 3 months are going to be the worst 3 months in the history of the country. He says 450,000 people are going to die. All right, that's what he's predicting. Now, if they know that, if they're predicting that, why the hell aren't they calling on other people who can minimize that and help people so they can fight this thing off? Isn't it horrible that they're throwing this vaccine at us? You know, at such an alarming time, and they haven't fully tested the damn thing. Not that I'm for vaccines anyway, but the point is, if you're going to do it right. And you have the whole holistic community to call upon. I could think of three geniuses off the top of my head right now that they should be calling upon to offset, you know, to buy them more time. And get the immune system building materials there and into people. See, if these doctors would endorse this stuff, people would take it. Because a lot of people believe in these damn doctors. I don't know how. They let this stuff come in to the country. They didn't protect us. You know? And they're not helping us. We need help now. The stimulus is another thing that they've failed on, fighting and arguing. And you know what I'd like to see happen? I'd like to see these politicians not get paid until we get paid. And I mean that. Because they owe us. They owe us what little help they're giving us. And I'll tell you, if they're going to throw us a lousy $1,200 for all these months that they neglected us, they can stick it. Because that doesn't work for me. They should give us retroactive stimulus now. $1,200 is low. They should give us more. But if it's going to be $1,200, it should be retroactive for at least the last 8 months, or even going back further when this thing started. That's what they should give us, everybody. You know, they've given the drug companies all this money. They've rushed this thing through. There's going to be a lot of repercussions. I have a feeling this stuff's going to backfire on them, people that have pre-existing medical conditions. I don't know what, I haven't heard anything about that, which concerns me. Nothing about, can people take this if they're taking heart medicine, stomach medicine, cancer, and all that stuff. Nothing. Because those are the people that are more vulnerable. Those are the people who need immune system builders more than anybody else. And so many other things. Cigarettes. Why the hell don't they get rid of the damn cigarettes? This stuff supposedly attacks your lungs, this virus. Cigarettes weaken your lungs. Why are they letting people smoke that stuff and secondary smoke and the whole thing? They haven't helped us there either. The whole thing doesn't make sense. It's all about money. And what did they do with all the months of the stimulus that they didn't give us? Where did that money go? Yeah. Well, let's see now. There's a bill on the floor. Pelosi and Schumer have been urging Mitch McConnell to go along with them, you know, all these months, and the president hasn't done a damn thing that I've heard of to get these people to cough up this money. People need help. When we come back, I want to talk about the disabled, how we have it worse without the stimulus. And I'll explain that when we come back. Inner Sight Around the World, brought to you by the Kennedy Realty. Buy a house, sell a house, or get some good advice. Call Mr. Kennedy, 631-888-1186. Anthony Kennedy Realty, check him out. Believer in what we're doing. We thank him so much for that and for his recent $100 donation. All right. By the way, happy birthday to our co-host, Night Off Birthday. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, Suzanne. Happy birthday. All right, many more, and you and your wheelchair, happy birthday. All right. Around the world, Inner Sight, all the beautiful children, take care of them, watch over them, protect them. There's another reason why the stimulus should have been there. The children. How about all the children who need help and all these families that the government has neglected? That's horrible. They don't care about those kids. I mean, parents struggling, you know. single mom, single dad, trying to make it right? You think the government gives a damn? Beautiful children of the world, little Tommy, Ali, Corey Foster, Avanti Oquendo, several youngsters who are no longer with us. We honor them here on Inner Sight. Go an extra mile for a child. That's the saying that the government should adapt and put out that stimulus tomorrow. Tomorrow it should be out. You know, we didn't create this mess. The government allowed it to happen. All right, Inner Sight around the world, or Big East, AkitaRescue.org, 609-388-7004. Adopt an Akita. They got a beautiful new puppy over there. Don't know its name, but I'll try to find out. And thank you so much, Akita Rescue, for the food. Greatly appreciate that. All right. Big East, Akita Rescue, Tom's River, New Jersey. You want to know more, dial them up. What is it? 609-388-7004, phone number. Nobody starves on Long Island, my buddy Gary. Dog food, cat food, medical, 631-484-3085. Hello to Jimmy the poet and his girlfriend Nancy. Hope she's well. She has kidney problems. There's another type of people who need this stimulus. You know, people struggling like that to keep things going. How about all the people that owe the back rent? Not only in their business, in their home or apartment. All right. Inner Sight around the world, and some of the people that have made a difference along the way. TuroLawCenter.com, SuttonInsurance.com. GoodMojoPrinters.com. So we remember the people. Baccaro's Italian Tavern, who, of course, honored Joe Arion a few years ago when Joe passed away. We remember them, too. Good people. Inner Sight around the world. Let's see. I'll have to do the Able News tonight. We don't have our co-host or engineer. No engineer tonight, by the way. No phone calls. Apologize for that. All right, we apologize. Situation here is that, you know, you can get certain information on the phone, but you can't operate the call-ins on the phone, which to me is really ridiculous and stupid and might even be illegal. I don't know. So we're not able to do phone calls. We apologize. If you want to make a comment on the show, call the Inner Sight number at 631-224-3090 and put your comment on there, and we'll try to broadcast it tomorrow. All right. Inner Sight around the world. And there's some goggling on my broadcast line. I don't know what that is. All right. Maybe it's just the echo. Because the computers can be overloaded these days. Let's see what else. Oh, Able News. Able is the paper on and about the disabled, You want to know what's going on in the disabled community? Look at Able News. They got different articles, columns, articles on various subjects, personal column. If you're looking to socialize and all that stuff, and not much of that going on these days, but you can still do it over the phone or the internet. All right. You can get a free subscription of Able News. You go online, ablenews.com. Sign up for your free subscription today, Able News. Melanie, by the way, not Joanne, but Melanie is the editor. Angela Melanie. Hello? Somebody on the line? All right, somebody
working. Hello, I couldn't disconnect, and they haven't come over yet, so I wanted to say a quick hello. I wanted to
see you're on the line.
Could now I'm on the line, yes, quickly. I had put Maureen
in. There was a lot of static in there. What was all that?
That was Maureen, actually. I wanted to quickly get her in, so but I couldn't get on quickly. So sorry.
All right, so I don't know if you heard it, but I announced your birthday and all that.
Oh, thank you.
The world heard it.
Happy birthday. Thank you.
All right. So you're having a birthday celebration over there?
A little bit. Yes, I am. They haven't come over yet, so I'm going to, you know, just quickly let Maureen in, and then I'm running off again. We have
all right.
A,
Maureen
a
can be on the guest line. We can't
yes.
get phone calls.
We have
calls,
a caller
but...
that was listening the other night, and they're still listening, so I'm going to let them listen. They rather listen.
Inner Sight Live around the world, and you know this all this interruption of things and closings and openings, and undeciding what to do, not knowing what to do, guesswork and all that. All this stuff is bad enough.
All right, I'm going to go, okay? I'm going to let Maureen in before I leave, though. All right, bye-bye.
All this stuff is bad enough for people who are so-called able-bodied and normal. But it's so much worse for somebody who is disabled because we try to warn the government about something like this and to make everything accessible. Now, millions of disabled people cannot go out and try to get a job and, you know, because it's not there for us. It's not accessible. We don't have the privilege of going down the corner and if you're visually impaired, say, and seeing a sign in the window or on the road or whatever, we're hiring, you know, come on in, you know. Even if you can read the sign, and let's say you're in a wheelchair and you're disabled in one way or another, the accessibility to do the job most of the time doesn't exist. So there you have a compounded situation for the millions of us. You know, the other day I was out in, we had that storm, what was it, Monday? I went out in the morning, had to run some errands, and normally I walk, I'm a good walker, you know, I walked and the rain started and the wind came up and all that, and I didn't want to walk home. You know, it's a good, it's about a mile and a half from where I live to the village, a nice walk, you know. So I'm standing there, and I called a cab, and I'm thinking to myself, why do I have to do this? You know, there's transportation in Suffolk County. There's money there for transportation. Why should I have to pay for this? You know, it's not a lot of money. It's not the money. It's not the thing. It's the principle, as they say. You know, why should I have to pay? You know, the money should be in an account for my transportation for the year. You know, but it doesn't work that way. See, the money goes to the agencies. They decide your life. They decide what's going to happen with that money. And we're stuck. And it works the same way with everything. Well, if you're going to try to get a job, or whether it's mobility, service dog, the same way. They control the whole thing. And that's why it's a hell of a lot worse for us who are disabled. Because we're not in charge of our lives. We have to deal, and when this thing is all over, it's going to be the same old crap for us. It's not going to change. I doubt very much if the politicians are going to do anything about it. You go by experience, they're not going to do a damn thing. And the reason I say that is because we had Obama and Biden. What did he do? He didn't do a damn thing. In fact, if you want to look at it, they made it worse. You know? They made it worse for us by not doing anything, by not listening to the people. And we're not looking to make disabled people rich. We're looking to get what we deserve, equality. The same thing everybody else would have. All right,
Inner
Sight.
Hi, Frank.
Oh, yeah, Maureen is joining us.
Yeah, hi.
Our
hi, I didn't want to interrupt
you. Welcome.
Oh.
Yeah. How you doing?
Oh, hanging in, agreeing with everything you're saying there. You know, just they're not equal.
Yeah.
That's the sad part. No.
Yeah, I mean, well, Maureen is visually impaired, you know.
Yes.
Do you know Do you know of any jobs in your neighborhood that that you would be able to that you would want to try to get?
Not really. I mean, anytime I went for a job interview, the only job interview, I went on several, and the only one I'm glad I didn't get was actually in the World Trade Center. So I'm glad I didn't get that one. That's one I'm glad I didn't get. I lugged my big reading machine, you know, the VTech machine, lugged that into the city. I went on one job interview, lugged the whole machine, and when I get there, it was from that just one break they sent me. When I got there, it was for a proofreader. They meant to send a deaf person. So we really had to deal with a lot of stuff, and I
you
was told,
to
"Oh,
the,
you really
to
have to know
the,
some."
Excuse me, you had to take the machine with you?
Yeah, you know, I lugged my machine because we had bought it. My mom had bought it for me. It was my own personal machine, and you know, I had to lug it anywhere I went for a job interview. So you know, that was difficult. And then any other places I went, they just said, oh, you know, you really have to know somebody. That's how it goes, you know?
Well, you could,
unfortunately.
Couldn't you proofread with that machine?
Well, it took me very long to read with it. I could only read like two or three words at a time. And it was very, very hard. It wasn't, you know, I could never do a whole book. It'd take too long, that's for sure, you know? So it just you know, it's just been a struggle, you know.
So you
really
couldn't get you couldn't get the job.
No, I didn't get it. No, because and face it, when you go outside in the streets and all, how many You don't even see that many blind people. I've said that a lot to people. Do you see many blind people walking around, even with canes or dogs? Not many that I know of, you know. Not even around or working in the stores or anything, or the banks or anywhere, you know. Really don't. You know. Nobody wants to give us a chance, and we're good workers, you know. Of course, now I'd have to learn the computer, I'm sure, because everything is the computer. Everything is go to www.whatever.org or .com, one of the two, you know. So,
yeah, but even if you learn that, you know, you still can't get a job.
Oh, no, because one time I went to learn the talking computer. This is going back maybe 25, 30 years, too. And I was told, you know, they really don't want this because, you know, a lot of people would be annoyed by the talking coming from the computer.
You know what it should be, what we should have, and this is part of the show tonight, help us now. A person should be able to walk into a place and call, you know, the employer would say, well, okay, I'll give you a chance at your job. How are you going to do it? Well, you need this, that, and the other thing. Should be able to call the agencies, in your case, in our case, for the blind.
Right.
And they should assess together with the employer what you need to do that job and get that equipment in there. You know, the agencies and the government should pay for it. And I don't mean you through holy hell and then all this evaluation crap and all that. I'm talking about, you know, train you on the job. On the job training. That way you're working, you know, and the people see that and you're productive. That's what needs to happen.
You know, that's
help
right.
us now.
Exactly.
But that
exactly,
doesn't happen.
Because
there's
we're
there's no one to call.
There
it's like there's no one to call if you're in a wheelchair. And you're going for a job, and you can't get in the damn place.
Yeah, that's right.
How are you going to get the job? You can't even get in.
I know, because even, you know, looking for the places and all, you know, I realized my mom's wheelchair. I had to find out how wide that was, you know, to even go look at an apartment or anything for her. Because
that too.
It has to be a certain, certain width, you know.
That's why... You know, we've been trying to get this government and these agencies to do something about this. Now it's a bigger mess, you know, because now people have the excuse, oh, I don't want to go there. I'm afraid to get the virus and we can't do this, we can't do that, you know. We don't have the people now. You see, now they got an excuse. Not to help us. Before they had one too, but now they got a bigger one.
That's right, exactly. Oh yeah, the COVID will be used for everything, you know.
Oh yeah.
Under the sun.
And on top of it, they haven't even given us the stimulus.
Yeah, I don't know how that's going to go if we're even going to get
What's your? I'm sorry. What? Yeah. What's your feeling on the stimulus? Do you think we should get stimulus for every month since this thing started, or what?
Oh, yeah, because, I mean, like you say, I've said, too, we didn't cause this. We didn't cause this big fat mess that's going on. You know, we should get, I mean, look at all the people who lost their jobs.
Not only that,
lost their apartments.
The people, and I know that this is precious to you and millions of others, the people who are left in the nursing home to die and be neglected, you know? And your mom has recently, by the way, been neglected. They're finding sores on her now. Why?
Right. Yeah.
mm-hmm. because her circulation has been neglected because they haven't been taking her out and get her the sun and you know,
right.
exercise
mm-hmm.
and all that. That's what that
mm-hmm.
is, you know. But
I mean, even with me not even being there, I'm taking their word for it that they're taking her out every day. I have no idea except for the days I talk to her, which is just twice a week, when she tells me if she's in bed or the chair. Other than that, I would have no clue. You know?
But you see, if you got the stimulus all the way back
mm-hmm.
to when
right.
this thing started,
mm-hmm.
last March, was it?
No, yes. I'll never forget the month of March. Yes.
Yeah. If you
mm-hmm.
got the stimulus for every month,
mm-hmm.
and they owe it to you and people like you
right.
and the people in the nursing homes, you could get her the hell out of there then.
Not only that, she got a stimulus in the nursing home as well.
Yeah.
So she could have gotten a few months too, as well as me.
Yeah.
We'd really be doing
good. If you got the stimulus,
mm-hmm.
You know, and that's only one case, but it can go for millions of others.
Mm-hmm.
Mary wouldn't have to be in that damn nursing home.
That's right.
It'd be
exactly.
easier to get
exactly.
her out because you would have more
mm-hmm.
money.
That's right. Exactly. Exactly.
There's
you know, and I was listening to some tapes that, you know, I had the two of us in when she was in Dry Harbor. She sounded like hell there. She has been through so much. She was on a million antibiotics, the toes, the this, the that. There's one tape I'm playing that I said I was going to take her to the hospital because you should hear her voice, Frank. I mean, she was so groggy,
yeah.
and they thought this was normal. I said, listen to her. I said, this isn't how she speaks normally. She was like somebody really drugged down. So that place was really the absolute pits. That was the worst, the worst, the worst, the worst. But I'd love to get her out altogether of all of them because, like you said, she's neglected. Who knows what? It was Thanksgiving
yeah.
weekend. Who knows who was there? Maybe the regular ones weren't there and it was temp. Maybe she was left in the bed, the chair. I don't know. But all I know is when I'm with her, I know what's going on. So I have no idea now, you know?
There was a guy on the news, I think, from out west, and I forget which state, the organization, the head of some group, for the elderly, called Golden mm. something, and they
uh-huh.
did a survey, and they found that the nursing homes are the worst places now that are being infected by the workers.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
Who come in.
Mm-hmm.
And we
yeah.
warned against all this, especially here
yep.
in New York. We warned these people.
Yeah.
You know, we urged every governor, and this show goes
mm-hmm.
all over the world and all over America. We urged
yeah.
every governor to get those people out.
Mm-hmm.
Most of them were on programs. They could have been
yeah.
gotten out very easily,
mm-hmm.
you know,
mm-hmm.
into
yeah.
an accessible apartment. And we even
yeah.
told them, you know, you control the licensing of the real estate. Make
mm-hmm.
sure that the
yeah.
damn place is accessible. This is an emergency. And get
That's
those
right.
people the hell out of it. They didn't listen mm-hmm. to us.
Nope.
Now,
nope, not at all.
Look what happened.
Mm-mm. That's right.
Inner Sight
yeah.
was right.
That's right. I
we
mean,
were
I
right.
Been... Yeah, exactly. I mean, since March 10th, I've seen my mom 9 times. In total, like... Well, the first few times it was an hour, so that was 5 hours. But the last 4 times were 45 minutes each. I used to go spend 15 hours a day with her. I mean, we've spent our lives together. So this
yeah.
horrible thing, and that now I'm faced with the choice. And you're going to help out with this too, Frank. You called earlier. Do I let her take the vaccine if there's a choice? Does she want it if there's a choice? Is it going to be mandatory? We don't know the answers to the
vaccine.
Well,
we're trying to find. We're trying to check that out legally. Inner Sight is
right.
investigating that.
Right. Mm-hmm. Exactly.
We'll
because,
get the answer.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. She's 85. She got over it. Do I want to pump that into her again? It's just heartbreaking to make these decisions and to have her there, and it's just hard. It's been cruel and inhumane. It truly has, you know. Maybe Governor Cuomo could, you know, help get them out and write a new book about all the people he saved by getting them out of the nursing homes.
Yeah, we have a proposal going into the governor.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're hoping he's going to do something about it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the state wouldn't have to pay anything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Just make it mandatory for all the agencies to contribute to a fund and compensate the caregivers as volunteers, compensate them financially.
That's right. Yeah, that's good. Yep. Because
people can have extra help in the home.
That's right. Yeah, because it is the workers. I got the call 2 days ago, and they had to shut it down because three employees with COVID. So now it's tentatively opening on December 14th. But each time I get the robocall, it's maybe a patient and two workers, or there's always a worker involved in it, you know? So
Yeah.
It's
that's what this guy was saying out west.
Mm-hmm.
They did this survey.
Yeah.
You know, so it must have gotten so bad. It's not only here, it's all over the country.
Mm-hmm. Right. Mm-hmm.
You know, these people have been bringing the damn thing in.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
We also urge them to check people at the doors. You know, now reminded them they have dogs who can detect the virus.
Right.
You know, between the dog and whatever testing they have, they could have done a hell of a lot better than this.
That's right.
And they obviously didn't do it.
Well, they're getting tested once a week, which I thought it was supposed to be twice a week, unless they went back to once a week.
It should be every day.
Exactly. That's the only way you're going to
know. In a place like that,
mm-hmm.
it should be every day before they come into work at the door.
That's right. Exactly. Because
at the door. Put a little, if need be, put a little heated facility there. You know, they got those things.
Mm-hmm.
You've seen them in the outside the hospitals where they have the little heated booth. You know?
I don't really know, but whatever
the person
it takes.
Goes in there,
gets
checked. You know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Have the dog there, the trained dog.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But you see, they don't give a damn about these people. They're not going to spend money to protect these people.
Mm-hmm.
They don't give
a
damn about these people.
Me.
They just let them rot away, and somebody dies. Oh, isn't that horrible? They move them out, and the next victim comes in.
That's right. The next sucker comes in.
The damn thing works.
That's right. Exactly. It's a big nursing homes are a big, big business. That's sad part.
Why. And it's wasting the taxpayers' money. That's why we got to get rid of these places. Help us now.
Yep.
It has
to
be done now.
That's right.
You know, and these politicians have absolutely neglected the whole system.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
You know, there's three big areas where they have neglected us. The service dog schools, the nursing homes, and no enforcement on accessibility.
Right.
Those are the three
right.
big areas. I'll put one more in there, and the money.
Four
process where they have neglected us.
That's right. Absolutely.
And you want proof? Look at what's happening in the nursing home. Look at how many people are denied service dogs without a fair hearing. Look at how many people can't get jobs because of accessibility.
Right. It's beyond sad, really. It's criminal. actually.
And throughout the whole thing, the politicians are still getting paid. They get paid.
The person we just were talking about got himself, I heard, a $25,000 bonus.
Who's that?
His last name is four letters long. The one we were just talking about,
governor?
The governor. Yes.
They gave him a bonus?
I heard he got a $25,000 bonus he gave himself.
Oh, he gave himself?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, what do you expect?
And everybody wants to know where the proceeds of the book he wrote are going.
Yeah.
Where are those proceeds? Well, maybe he hasn't sold that many.
I don't know.
But where are they going, the ones he sold?
There's no answer to that?
I haven't heard any yet. I haven't heard any. A couple people called in today to the radio station.
I don't know.
No? And this is a respiratory illness, virus. So they're going to, in Jersey, the marijuana thing passed, and it's going to pass probably here next year, too, just for money.
Yeah. Well, they're still letting people smoke cigarettes, too.
Oh, yeah. I don't know how anybody can smoke that marijuana. It is so horrible. Anytime you pass somebody, it's just, So
I think the cigarettes are worse than the marijuana, because if they take the marijuana right off the plant, it's an herb. But the cigarettes are processed and sugar in them and everything.
And arsenic and God knows what else they put in them anymore,
Yeah.
And people are still, you go by and people are still smelling, smoking both of them, you smoke,
Yeah.
But the
let me do a couple of announcements. Hang on a minute.
Okay.
Inner Sight, let's see, television. Tonight, 11 o'clock, Manhattan Neighborhood Network. We're still doing reruns, by the way. Bear with us. Channel 3 on the Spirit Channel, 1997 on Manhattan Neighborhood Network. 1997. Channel 3 on the Spirit. You can click it on your phone. All right. Tomorrow night, 7:30, Altice, they call it now. It used to be Cablevision. Now it's Altice. All over Long Island. Tomorrow night, 7:30. All right, the Inner Sight schedule, and we apologize for all the reruns, but they've locked us out of the studio. Well, not just us, but everybody. All right, around the world, let's see, tomorrow night's show, Inner Sight, the title is Inner Sight is the Best Advocate, and we'll tell you why.
Yep, it is. Yep.
Oh, thank you. Maureen agrees. Friday night, we got the funnies. We'll have some fun here Friday night. The big thing Friday night is going to be the Mayor Giuliani garbage truck with the votes. All right.
Oh, God.
Should be a lot of regular riot.
Isn't it kind of ironic that one place where the toilet overflowed? Probably some ballots were stuffed down there, too.
Well, where was that?
I forget if it was Michigan or somewhere out there. Michigan.
The toilet overflowed, and what happened?
They couldn't count the ballots, supposedly. Yeah, so probably were flushed down. That's why.
Somebody
toilet.
Threw the ballots down the toilet
I'm
and
saying
the toilet overflowed?
I'm saying that. Well, a toilet supposedly overflowed, so I said that's probably why.
I didn't know
why.
About that.
Yeah,
that's
what the story was. I don't know if it's true that the toilet overflowed, but if it did, that's probably because they threw the
ballot
down.
We'll have to bring that in there. Maureen is joining us tonight. She's a nursing home advocate, and the show tonight is Help Us Now, and we apologize we don't have an engineer for phone calls. But if you want to make a comment, call the Inner Sight line, 631-224-3090, and you can comment on the show
mm-hmm.
To your liking. Yeah, so I think the big thing now is this budget. You know, they have to
mm-hmm.
pass it. I mean, you know, otherwise the
right.
government shuts down.
Mm-hmm.
But what's really overdue stimulus,
right?
You know,
yep.
Now that stimulus belongs to us. That's part
mm-hmm.
of how the government is supposed to help us in
right.
a pandemic emergency.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Yep.
I mean,
mm-hmm.
and how could they neglect to do that? You know, it really shows the true colors of many of these politicians. Now, you can't blame them all because some of them tried to push it through.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But the ones that
yep.
are stopping it, they don't belong in those jobs. They shouldn't be there.
That's right. Well, they don't feel the pain that we're going through. You know, they have money, so they don't really, you know.
Yeah.
Feel
they
how the
this.
Little people are suffering. Yeah.
They've been getting paid.
Mm-hmm.
Even
right.
though they haven't been serving us in the right way, they're still getting paid, aren't they?
Oh, yeah. Of course. Of course. That didn't stop. Nope. Only money for the little people who need it. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So there you have
yep.
it. And that money has hurt millions and millions of people, some more than others. You know who it's hurt the most?
Mm-hmm.
The ones in the nursing
mm-hmm.
home.
Right, yep.
Because it's left
mm-hmm.
them in there.
Yeah.
See?
That's why we have
so
to try
here,
to get, you know.
Here now is a double take. See?
Mm-hmm.
The money for the programs to get people out, we urge the governors to do it, not only in New York, but all the states.
Mm-hmm.
People on programs, get them out, emergency, you know.
Right.
So they neglected that. Now,
mm-hmm.
on top of that, the stimulus that could have helped
mm-hmm.
to get people out all these months.
That's right. Yep.
They neglected
absolutely.
That, too.
Mm-hmm.
There was a double hit there that they're not
mm-hmm.
helping us now.
No. I mean, it's almost the end of the year. We were told, you know, it happened before, and it's still going on. They're fighting and... Nothing's getting accomplished. Every now and then you hear something mentioned, but nothing's
yeah.
happened yet with
yeah.
it. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, you know, it's a real
mm-hmm.
real dilemma.
Yeah, it truly is. Mm-hmm.
We have to deal with, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Believe me, if Inner Sight had the money, we would empty the nursing homes. I'll tell
right.
you that.
Right, right. Yep, I know it, yep. And, of course, none of their relatives ever have to be put in a nursing home because they have plenty of money to have them cared for at home, and so they never have to think about that, you know, the politicians.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
yeah no, they're covered.
Yeah, that's
they're
right.
covered, so
mm-hmm.
why should they
right.
care
they
about
feel
those
the pain.
Who are trapped?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
In these nursing
that is
homes.
What it is. Trapped is a good word. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because they can't get up and walk out.
Nope.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
How many
mm-hmm.
people in the nursing
mm-hmm.
home can say, oh, I'm getting out of here. I'm not staying here. This place is horrible. You're letting people come in with disease now. I'm getting the hell out of here. The people
mm-hmm.
who can walk, which is not that many,
mm.
maybe can do that. But most of them can't.
No, no.
They need help to get out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I know a couple in Dry Harbor, mentioning Dry Harbor before, that actually did escape.
Well, that's what I mean. That's good.
Yeah, because that's what I said. Well, that they don't have that bad dementia. They actually want to leave. They're smart,
mm.
you know.
Mm.
Who would want to stay?
They have
you know,
a perfect reason
leave.
To leave now. Who the hell would
that's
fault
right.
them?
No.
What are you going to tell
mm-hmm.
the cops? Oh, we want you to go get so-and-so. So-and-so left because the virus is here. The cop's going to say, what the hell, are you out of your mind? Leave the person alone. Where's the person? They may go over to the person's house and make sure they're safe, and that's it.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly, you know.
But they're certainly not going to bring them back. I can't see a cop bringing somebody back to a place where they're letting people in with disease.
True.
That
no,
doesn't
no.
make any sense. That wouldn't make a good news story either.
No, it's just sad but true, you know. I just don't mind. I mean, to miss holidays with our loved ones too, and our birthdays and everything. It's and they said it was here. Well, I've heard earlier today again. They said it was here since December, but I actually have heard August of last year. We all were together and we all were living. So what happened in March when it went so horrible? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Are they doing the right thing? Are they telling the truth? Like they were saying again tonight, everybody at the beginning was counted as a COVID patient death, no matter what they had. It was put in as COVID. So they said maybe in a few months we'll actually know the truth of how many died from it and all, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
there's
someone,
people died of
will,
cancer, too.
Someone will do a survey, some doctor or doctors or whatever. You know, all that stuff will come out much later. A lot of things will come out later.
Oh, yeah, because people put off getting their cancer treatments because of it. They didn't want to go to the hospitals or the doctors, and people died of heart attacks, and it was all just clumped in with COVID, you know?
Yeah.
People died in accidents, and it's just COVID was the cause put down. So who knows? Who knows the truth? We won't know
well,
for a while.
The statistics show that you're more likely hit by a car than you all die by the virus.
Yeah, and they were saying, like, the news media keeps saying, oh, it's spiking, like it's... Like people are dying left and right, but that's actually just the cases. People aren't really dying as much, they said, from it as was at the beginning, you know? It's the cases have gone up a lot, they said.
Yeah.
You know, but the deaths, thankfully, aren't as bad as originally, you know? That's one good thing anyway, you know? It's just, they should have just whoever was in charge. World Health Organization should have kept an eye on this before it went everywhere. Mm-hmm.
Now, how come there hasn't been an investigation or any talk about if someone set this thing on us? You don't hear anything about that.
Nothing. Where's the UN? What's the UN? What does that do? UN, do they do anything?
Shouldn't they be investigating that?
You would think.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah.
I haven't heard
a word about
that.
Nope. Nothing. Nothing about an investigation.
I mean, there's another way that the politicians need to help us now.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Get the right people to investigate. Was this thing done on purpose? Nobody talks about that.
You would think that would have been a main thing brought up months ago. You know?
Yeah.
How did this happen? Mm-hmm.
I haven't heard one word in the news about that.
I think I know how it all happened. This was all part of the big plan, as I've always said. I'll tell you off the air, Franklin Knight. But I really don't think this was an accident. I think this was, you know, all part of a big plan, you know, unfortunately.
Well, that's why it should be investigated.
That's right. Exactly.
Yeah.
Because you don't make people sick and die to gain, you know, gain your agenda, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, that's really sad and sick if that's what happened, you know? Mm-hmm. Because, you know, I don't know, I just hope we
gotta,
get rid of it soon.
We got to get through it, and we will get through it.
Yeah.
You know, you got to be strong, you got to learn how to fortify yourself. There's a lot of things that can help the immune system.
Yeah.
You know, use common sense, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, that's it. A lot of common sense, too, you know. My mom goes to me, "You're strong." I said, "Well, you're strong because all she's been through, really, you know."
Oh,
and
yeah.
Hopefully she gets through this too the next few months if we can get through this part. You know?
Yeah.
That's, you
yeah,
know.
You got to believe that better days are coming.
I know. I know.
See,
we
I believe
so many
that
rosaries.
You and your mom are going to be together again. You're going to get her out of there.
Thanks, Frank. I sure hope so.
I believe that.
I do too. I do too. I do too.
I know it's going to happen.
Yeah.
Because we want it to happen.
Right, right. Yeah. I feel it.
We're
going to
make it happen.
Right. Yep, yep. Yep, we will. We think positively and make, you know, hopefully everybody who we're trying to get to help will help, and things will be better down the road. I've said so many
yeah.
rosaries to
All right, Inner Sight, no phones tonight, so if you want to comment, call the Inner Sight number, 631-224-3090. Talking tonight about how these politicians and the agencies should be in there too. Help us now. There's the other part of this. Where the hell are these agencies for the disabled? Why aren't they calling disabled people and saying, "Hey, you need anything? What can we do?" You know?
Right. Mm-hmm.
They don't do a damn thing for us.
No. No. No, they don't.
I mean, there's another big part of this, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. There isn't one agency that's really helping you get your mom out of that nursing home, is there?
They're the ones that put her in the wrong program in the first place.
Yeah, and on top of it, they made a mistake and had her in the wrong category.
Right, exactly. For 3 years,
you know?
3 years were wasted with that.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
But you see, they're governed by the state. They're puppets.
Right. Mm-hmm.
You know, the state tells them what to do, what not to do.
Yep.
So that's how they operate.
Mm-hmm. Right.
See?
Yep.
Now that has to change.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if we had the Inner Sight idea now, if we were partners with the agencies now. Your mother wouldn't be in a nursing home. You realize that?
Yeah, no. Yep.
Because they would raise the money and help get her out.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And find her an apartment.
Yep, that would be the best thing. Mm-hmm.
So that's a big part of this, too. That's what how the politicians can help us now. Change these damn agencies the way they operate and don't help us.
Right. Mm-hmm. No,
that's
nobody ever calls. Nobody ever helps. No. None of them.
Anyway, we got to get out of here. We'll be with you tomorrow night. I want to thank Maureen for joining us. Happy birthday to
thanks,
Suzanne.
Frank. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
And tomorrow night's show, Inner Sight is the best advocate. We got all the reasons why.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll tell you tomorrow night. Thank you so much. Inner Sight means freedom. Advocates for the Disabled, 631-224-3090. You can call or leave a comment on tonight's show. We apologize for not having the phones open. Inner Sight around the world, dedicated to
That's
the memory and the honor of Joseph Arion. Always. Thank you so much. Be safe out there. Wild oil of oregano kills the virus. Apple cider vinegar cleanses your liver, helps kill the virus. Couple of tips. Goodbye, world. Inner Sight. Good night, everybody. Thank you. Inner Sight.
Good night, everybody.